One community in California has turned to music for its renewal. Indio, near Palm Springs, was hit hard by the real estate crash. The city made steep budget cuts to avoid bankruptcy. Indio also happens to host the highest-grossing music festival in the world, Coachella, which wraps up this weekend. In today's Business Bottom Line, Ben Bergman from member station KPCC reports on the city's efforts to benefit from a music festival's riches.
Plumber by day, Indio City Councilman by night, Sam Torres says he was prepared to become the most hated man in the city, and he very well may have achieved that goal. His offense? Proposing a 6% tax on Coachella tickets.
I didn't look at these guys as the first place to go in order to buy new sofas for the city hall. I looked at these guys as a way to help us continue to maintain our city.
Sipping a beer on the polo fields where the festival is held, Torres says he looks at Coachella with a mix of awe and envy. When promoter Golden Voice started the festival in 1999, it nearly went bankrupt. Musicians worried if they would get paid. At the same time, Indio was prospering in the housing boom. Now, their fortunes have reversed.
Coachella!
Even though they cost a minimum of $349, all of Coachella's tickets get snapped up as soon as they go on sale.
Listen, Coachella. Hurricane move.
We have to step up to the plate like a business.
Again, City Councilman Torres.
Everyone says government's got to act more like business. When a government starts acting like a business, they look at us like, what's wrong with you guys? You're supposed to be Mother Teresa and just sponsor these things and expect nothing in return.
Golden Voice is known for its secrecy, and for this story, they refused any comment. As we were leaving the polo fields, four security guards walked over and told us to leave.
You can't have any recording equipment. I know you're recording right now. Gotta go.
The ticket tax got an even more unwelcome reception. Torres's fellow city council members wouldn't even bring the proposal to a vote. When Torres said he would take the tax directly to voters, Coachella threatened to leave Indio. Panic ensued, and Torres backed down. One of the biggest opponents was Elaine Holmes, who's now Indio's mayor.
Granted, budget shortfalls are an issue for many cities. We worked through it. I'm a small business person, so to add tax to something to me is just really not where I wanted to go, particularly because Golden Voice is very, very generous in what they provide the city.
A Golden Voice Commission study showed it pumps more than $90 million into India's economy. And though it's far less than Torres wanted, starting next year, the city will collect a $5 fee on every ticket, about $1 million a year. It's part of a new agreement that keeps Coachella in Indio until at least 2030.
This is just a several block area that is expanding now with local artists and culture and hopefully a few more restaurants.
Standing near a deserted Main Street, Mayor Holmes says the long-term economic boost of hosting Coachella is more valuable than a big ticket tax.
It's definitely a work in progress. It's kind of fun.
And is it fair to say you hope, that Coachella will sort of be the spark that revitalizes this area we're looking at here?
Certainly. I think from the standpoint of the number of people, it's putting Indio on the map.
The city will soon get its first new hotel in nearly three decades. For NPR News, I'm Ben Bergman in Los Angeles.